Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and this is the World Series preview show. Today I'm going to preview the matchup between the Mets and the Royals. I'm going to give you my prediction. This is a very, very, very tough series to call. It should be easy because the Mets have the pitching in spades. Noah Syndergaard, Jacob deGrom, and Matt Harvey. They're going to blow you away. And even Matt is a good pitcher. He's 4-0 in the regular season. And they're just 95-plus, great off-speed pitches. They know how to mix their pitches up. They don't just throw smoke. You got the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey, going tonight. If this should, when you look at it, because starting pitching is big and familiar seems unhittable in the bullpen, you say the Mets in four, but no. When you look at this Kansas City Royals team, you look at the intangibles, all the intangibles go the Royals' direction. They have the contact hitting. They're great contact hitters. They're very good at hitting the fastball. And that's something you have to factor, too. They hit 295 against plus 95 fastball pitchers. You know that I'm sorry, 284 against plus 95 fastball pitchers. You know what that tells me? They're contact hitters. They foul off the tough pitches. They wait to get a pitch they can handle, and they don't try to crush it. They just try to put it in play so the next guy can come up and get a base hit. And Alcides Escobar is the perfect leadoff man for the Royals. He is the guy, he's the guy that the engine that gets him going, and he is money under pressure. And Eric Hosmer, the first baseman of the Royals, always seems like he's in the middle of everything good for the Royals. Whether it's a base hit the other day where Kane scores from first or a home run hitter. And everybody saying, well, they're contact hitters. They're not just contact hitters. They take you deep, too. You see Morales. You'll see Gordon. You'll even see Moustakas take you deep. You have to be careful pitching to this team. That being said, what I do believe is going to be a low-score game if the Dark Knight comes to pitch. Matt Harvey had a great effort against the Cubs. He was so-so against the Dodgers. You can't have him so-so tonight. You know, because Edison Volquez has been pitching really good in the postseason. Normally I say the Mets will jump all over Volquez, but his velocity is upped to 96. He went from 93 or 92 to 96 or 96. I do not know how that happened, but it's happened. And now he's a challenge, and he's going to be amped being home. And I think he's going to pitch well. What I worry about is Noah Syndergaard on the road. He's not as good of a road pitcher, he's a better home pitcher than a road pitcher. And that's the only thing I worry about is he's going to pitch game seven. He's going to pitch game three at home. That's perfect. But pitching game seven, I would not have done that. I would have had Jacob deGrom pitch game three at Citi Field. And if this series is going seven, like I think, I got Noah Syndergaard, and I'm real confident. If I got Noah Syndergaard pitching game seven, I'm confident. I don't care that game's in Kansas City. I'm real confident I'm going to win a champ. I'm coming home with a championship, basically. Syndergaard in game seven, I mean, I'm still going to pick the Mets in seven, but I'm going to be nervous that game. You know, he's going to go against Ventura. Ventura's a much better pitcher at home. He pitches well to the crowd. I think the Mets are going to rock Ventura when he pitches he's going to pitch game three. The Mets are going to jump all over him. That's the only game I think is going to be a blowout. I think the Mets are going to destroy them in Citi Field game. There's going to be a split. Whether it's tonight or tomorrow, the Royals will get one of these games and the Mets will get one. The Mets aren't getting swept in Kansas City. That's not happening. And then they go to Citi Field. I think the Mets beat up the Royals. But because of their tenacity and how tough they are, how tough this lineup is, I'm gonna pick the Royals to steal a game in Citi Field, either 4 or 5, and take it back to Kansas City and win a game 6 late, not because of DeGrom. DeGrom will wear them out, but then maybe get them late. Because the Royals are a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning team. They hit well. And this is going to be the first time the Mets are going to play a team. Like, if you get a lead against the Dodgers and the Cubs, the way they were playing, the game's over. You could go to sleep after the 5th inning. Familia's going to go 1-2. Familia could win 3 innings against those teams. And it had been scoreless. Not against the Royals. Because not only do they hit the ball out of the park late, but what happens is they take balls, they see the ball better, they are contact hitters, and they're great base stealers. And that's what you got to watch out for. The game, like with Gore coming in the game, he's just in there for a base runner. He's basically in there, and Jerrod Dyson, he's in, and Terrence Gore, those guys are the speed demons with Lorenzo Cain. The thing I love about Lorenzo Cain's game is he is a opposite field hitter. He will swing for the fences early in the count, but late in the count he just wants to get on, and he knows that he has the speed. So a single really is a double because he's trying to steal second. So Travis d'Arnaud has his hands full as far as that. But the Mets are now stealing bases, too. I wonder if they're going to be as aggressive against Eduardo Perez, who's a great catcher. I mean, you have to continue to be aggressive, I guess. And how you get Daniel Murphy out? And I said throw the ball in the outside corner plate. Uh-uh. That didn't work. The Cubs tried that. That didn't work. He still took them deep right. And what's happened is he's crowding the plate like Barry Bonds. And because he's seeing the ball, he's seeing the slider, he's seeing the curveball, he's seeing the fastball, he's making the adjustments, he's hitting good balls out of the park. He's got 6 straight homers. I think the streak goes to 7. He takes one deep tonight, too. The problem is he crowds on the plate. So you want to pitch him inside. And you bust him inside, he can't really swing at the ball inside. Great plan, right? Here's the problem. If you miss slightly, it's gone. It's not a single. It's not a double. It's gone. If you hit the outside corner, you better paint the outside corner or you better go far outside. If it's in, if it's middle in, it's gone. It's a homer. Mistakes are getting hit out the park. If you see a mistake, get ready to pitch the fence with this with the bases clear because it's gone. He's taking you deep. It's not that he might. Maybe he will. No, he's taking you deep if you make a mistake and you can't get paint that ball. And you better paint that ball inside all night and then maybe hit him on the outside corner to kind of throw him off guard. That's your only hope. You can only hope to contain him because he's on such a roll. It's Barry Bonds-like. And, you know, Joe Madden said that. It's better like Barry Bonds. And a lot of other times, you might just want to just walk him. Get the Cespedes, and if the big, bad Cespedes hurts you, you just live with that. And a lot of cases, they're talking about pitching a Ned Yost's talking about pitching way inside. You don't want to hit the guy. You don't want to start a ruckus because, you know, Johnny Cueto and Volquez, and Ventura, they are hotheads. So any little spark that starts trouble, you don't want that. And that's the only problem that they're going to have when they go to Citi Field. Johnny Cueto is actually going to pitch at home in 2-6. But when they go to Citi Field, I think the game Chris Young pitches for the Royals, he's a calm, ex-Met, really cerebral pitcher. That's the kind of game the Royals could win. I think they're going to – the Mets are going to jump all over Johnny Cueto. And then Lucas Duda kind of got hot late for the Mets. And you don't want him hot, too. You're in trouble with. And then Wilmer Flores. They have guys that are – they don't hit all the series, but they get the timely hit. And every big road game the Mets have ever needed, they got. When you look back – when they had to win in Washington, they did. When they had to win late in Washington, they did. When they had to clinch the division, they did. When they had to go to Dodger Stadium and win game one against Kershaw, they did. When they had to win game five in Dodger Stadium, they did. When they had to close the Cubs out, they did, to not give a young team with a lot of talent momentum, they did. So I expect them to go to Kansas City, take care of business like they've done all year, and win a game, and then go back and win another game, win a game seven in Royal Stadium. That means Familia would have to close them out. And I will say this. This is going to be the one series, as good as Familia is, he's going to be challenged late, because this team is very good at beating your best reliever, whether it's Kendrys Morales hitting a late home run or Hosmer. You've got to pitch perfect baseball. You're not just going to be able to just get them out. They're not going to get out on their own. You watch the Houston series, down 6-0. They're taking pitches. They're fouling off the tough pitches. They're getting nasty sliders pitched to them. I don't remember the Houston pitch. He was throwing nasty sliders. And until they got his pitch, a single. A single, 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 single. And it drives in a run. And maybe you might see a triple or a double. They just are situational hitters. The ball's on the outside part of the plate, they drive it to left. If it's on the inside of the plate, they poke it to right. They're not going to do anything they can't do. And I give Ned Yost credit on that. This is where the Royals can take advantage of the Mets, and the Mets can take advantage of the Royals. First, the Mets. I watched Ned Yost take out Herrera, who's throwing about 100 miles an hour on the Royals, and put in Ryan Matson, who's a good pitcher, but I think you got to switch that up. You make Ryan Matson your seventh-inning pitcher, and you make Herrera your eighth-inning pitcher, because he's throwing there has to be a high-definition smoke. If you go Herrera-Davis, you're not losing. If you go Herrera-Matson-Davis, you might not get to Davis. The Mets could hit Matson. You want Matson pitching to Daniel Murphy? If you're a Royals fan, you better close your eyes. You know, so I would switch Matson to seven, because Ned Yost can mess that up. I've seen him make a mistake or two, and you can't do that against the Mets. This is the one thing I worry about the Mets, getting too familiar. I think Syndergaard and Harvey and DeGrom, I encourage them to try to go all the way into the eighth inning if they can. I worry about Tyler Clippard against his royalty. Cologne is a veteran pitcher, but the Royals, they eat those kind of pitchers up. You want your best. You got the best pitcher staff in the league, starting pitcher staff in the league, going against the toughest team to get out. So you'll take your chances with your starting pitcher. But once the starting pitcher leaves you, they have to go in 7+, and I encourage them to go 8. I really encourage them to go 8 innings and try to close the deal. But anyway, before I go, I definitely picked the Mets, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Royals won. This is a series. I'm making a prediction, but I'm like, it's just the Royals are hungry. And they were there last year, and they talk about how bad they want this title. And the Mets, if they have the talent to beat the Royals, but they have to want it as bad as the Royals do. And that's what makes this series a fun, epic series. I think you're going to see a lot of extra innings, too, because of how competitive this is going to be. So sit back and enjoy the series, and I'll be back Friday to talk more about baseball.